The Blues. Black people at the end of the 19th century in the southern United States were the first people to sing and play the blues. Their songs were about their hard lives and bad times. These country blues singers often played acoustic guitars or harmonicas when singing their songs. In the 1920s and the 1930s, many black people moved from the poor South to the North. They were looking for jobs, and they took their music with them. When blues music arrived in big cities like Chicago and Detroit, it began to change. Blues singers sang about the problems of city life, and they played electric guitars. This new electric blues was called city or Chicago blues. In the 1940s and the 1950s, solo artists started to perform with bands. One of these was Muddy Waters. His electric blues style had a big influence on both American and British music in the 1950s and 1960s. Jazz. Jazz comes from many black musical styles, from West African music to ragtime. There are many different kinds of jazz. The first jazz bands were from New Orleans, Louisiana, and they were black. They usually played at parties, funerals, and parades. Their style of music was called New Orleans jazz. This was in the early 1900s. Later, white musicians started to play New Orleans jazz, but they called it Dixieland. In 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band, a group of white musicians, made the first jazz record. In the 1920s and the 1930s, many of the New Orleans musicians moved to Chicago, and another jazz style was born, Chicago jazz. It was similar to New Orleans jazz, but the band members performed solo parts. In the 1930s and 1940s, groups of musicians started creating big bands. This was the swing era. The music had a strong rhythm and was good to dance to. The 1950s. Rock and roll is born. Rock and roll was part of a new young people's culture that was born after the Second World War in the United States. The music was a mix of black rhythm and blues, R&B, and white country and western. It brought new ways of performing and dancing, new hairstyles and clothes. Many older people thought that rock and roll music had a bad influence on the young. From the start, it was party music, dance music, music that teenagers liked. The songs were often about how wonderful it was to be young, but there were also songs about the problems young people had too. Both black artists like Chuck Berry and white artists like Bill Haley and Elvis Presley had hit records in the 1950s. When record companies started to make 45 RPM vinyl records in 1951, it was easier and cheaper for young people to buy the music they liked. Suddenly, there was an enormous new market for music. Record companies and artists started to make a lot of money. Music became big business. The 1960s. New sounds. After rock and roll, there were lots of new and different styles of music. Motown. The name Motown was short for Motortown, the name for the city of Detroit, where this style of black pop soul music came from. Between 1961 and 1971, Motown had 110 top 10 hits. Soul music. Soul was a mix of black gospel music, a style of Christian music, and blues. Many of the great soul artists of the 1960s recorded for the Atlantic record label. Protest music. In the 1960s, many people were angry about the war in Vietnam and the atomic bomb, and black people in the US were fighting for their civil rights. Protest songs were about these social and political problems. British music. Britain had its own particular style of music in the 60s. Two of the most well-known bands, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, were also very popular in the US. Recorded music became more important than live music during the 60s. The Beatles experimented with recording techniques. They began to add electronic effects. They also experimented with different instruments, like the Indian sitar. The 1970s. Rock is big business. In the 1970s, rock continued to be big business. There were many different kinds, for example, glam rock, hard rock, or heavy metal, country rock, progressive rock, and the completely electronic sound of synthesized rock. The three most important musical developments of the 1970s were reggae, disco, and punk rock. Reggae, a style of music from the Caribbean island of Jamaica. There was a lot of violence in Jamaica in the 1970s, and the people were poor. The words of reggae songs are often about peace and hope for a better future. Disco, the most popular dance style of the 1970s. The film Saturday Night Fever, with music by the Australian group, the Bee Gees, came out in 1977. It was about New York's discos. Punk rock. Punk started in the US, but it was more popular in the UK, New Zealand, Australia, and Canada. The lyrics were often about important social problems, like not having a job and being poor. Punks had their own particular fashion in haircuts and clothes. The 1980s. Rappers and ravers. Among the new musical styles and trends in the 1980s were the New Romantics, Duran Duran, supergroups, Queen and U2, and superstars, Michael Jackson and Bruce Springsteen. The big musical event was the Live Aid concert in 1985. Another two important musical styles in the 80s were rap and disco. Rap. Rap came from Jamaica, but it was part of New York black street culture. It went together with graffiti art, hip-hop, and breakdancing. In this spoken style of music, the rappers' voices are like musical instruments. The lyrics of rap music are often about political and social problems. Disco. Two discos, The Warehouse in Detroit and Paradise Garage in New York, gave their names to popular types of electronic dance music, house and garage. Their DJs, Frankie Knuckles and Larry Levan, became famous for the music they mixed. At the end of the 1980s, the dance culture moved from Detroit and Chicago to the UK. There, the name disco changed to club. One of the most popular clubs was the Hacienda Club in Manchester. There were also big parties called raves in the English countryside, where hundreds of people danced all night to techno music. The 1990s, end of millennium sounds. Grunge arrived from Seattle, USA at the end of the 1980s. A mix of metal and punk, Grunge was the music of young Americans who felt lost, confused, and unhappy in the world in which they lived. The music of British bands like Oasis and Blur was called Britpop. These bands took ideas for their music from the musical styles of the 1960s and 1970s, the music of the Beatles and punk bands like the Sex Pistols, for example. Boy bands like Take That and girl bands like the Spice Girls were very popular with young teenagers. Music producers sometimes created these bands. This was not a new thing. Producers in the 1960s, for example, created the group The Monkees. Traditional music from different cultures, called world music, introduced people to new musical sounds, like the Indian raga, choral music from South Africa, and merengue from the Dominican Republic.